brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Richard Abulafia today. He's with the Teal Group. He's a vice president in charge of analysis. And Richard, you weren't able to make it to NBAA this year, but I'm sure that you were keeping an eye on things. And if there was a theme to NBAA besides the economy and politics and all the stuff that seems to be out to get business aviation this year, if there was a theme, it was China. And the Chinese showed up in force in Las Vegas. What is your take on the whole China as a savior of the aviation industry thing that's going on right now?
It's a little bizarre, but really quite promising in a lot of ways. You know, the feeling was that they were sort of grudging about liberalizing their airspace and improving their infrastructure, but all of a sudden, they seem to be embracing it as kind of a broader industrial policy. And if they actually follow through, this could be a nice little upside for the industry.
The Chinese do seem to want it all their own way when it comes to aviation. Like, nobody's going to get in without partnering with them for factories and that sort of thing. Is that the upside that the U.S. industry needs?
Well, I think it's important to sort of look at what they say and what they actually do. You know, on the jetliner side, people have had to bend over backwards to do all sorts of things, technology transfer, building factories. But all of it has produced almost exactly nothing. Their homegrown jet, the ARJ-21, is about as useless an aircraft as has ever been produced. And all the technology transfer has produced an industry that's really quite modest relative to what they're actually buying. And if you look at them as a jetliner market, they are now the biggest single country, taking about 16 or 17% of deliveries. So in other words, the net input in terms of cash, in terms of market expansion, has far exceeded the hassles of needing to put industrial work over there and technology over there. And hopefully, if that's repeated again with the business jet side, that's really good news.
So they make a big show out of wanting to create their own industry, but they remain sort of utterly dependent on the West for this kind of technology. Is that a fair assessment?
That's exactly right. And their major problem is that their aviation industry is orchestrated by the government. And governments can do a lot of good things, but building consumer products that people want to purchase is not one of them. It's, you know, why not buy your car from the Department of Motor Vehicles if you believe otherwise? And that's what you've got. You've got the Department of Aeronautical Vehicles in China pretending that it's in charge, pretending that it's contributing to a glorious nation with lots of technology. But in reality, the private sector just wants to fly. They want the same benefits of private aviation that everybody in the West enjoys. And they want the infrastructure and the liberalized airspace and the open borders to make that happen. So if that means pretending to go along with this broader industrial policy and maybe even buying a Chinese jet that might be built, well, that might conceivably happen. But in the here and now, they're mostly interested in simply economic freedom and business jet operations on their own terms.
Okay, so if you were a U.S. business jet manufacturer, what's your advice for dealing with China?
Lots of talk, lots of going over there and signing agreements to stockpile parts or put small aerostructures or conceivably even joint ventures for the future. But in reality, I'd flood the place with salespeople and just get out there and talk to the individual buyers or potential buyers, because there are a lot of wealthy people with new money in China. You know, it was sort of interesting looking back in the days when McDonnell Douglas put this very high-level effort at selling jets through the government, only talking to the government, talking about joint ventures, about production lines in China. They had the worst market share by far. Airbus and Boeing simply took the opposite track. They just basically paid whatever lip service they needed to the government and talked whatever they needed to talk about joint ventures. But mostly they just flooded the place with salespeople and spoke directly to the customers, in that case the airlines, and they did incredibly well. So do what you need to do to placate the government officials, but the big important challenge is just getting over there and engaging with them on a sales level, frankly.
So free enterprise is alive and well in China. Who would have thought?
Strangely, yes. That's exactly right. I mean, there's this upfront government that needs to make itself look like it's in charge, but really isn't. You know, as the old saying goes, the emperor is far and the mountains are high. Everyone needs to pay lip service to the Communist Party and its great efforts to boost industry and technology. But at the end of the day, people simply want to conduct business.
And is it your perception that the government is paying heed to what the people are saying about getting business jets over there?
I think they sense an opportunity where they can give the people what they want, but they can also make it look like they're doing great things and cultivating industry and bringing jobs to the boys and technology development and all that other stuff. They see an opportunity here. I don't blame them at all. The only thing that I would like to see more of is, FBO talk and infrastructure talk, basically, instead of saying, oh, we can build a national jet. Instead, we can say, we can build a national network of airports and fixed base operators that will make this place a fantastic experience for business jet operators. Because there's an enormous potential there as an industrial policy. There are a lot of high-skill, high-wage economies in the area that have transplant factories like South Korea, Taiwan, Singapore, lots of others, and they would love to access those factories via private aviation. So in other words, it isn't just servicing the Chinese fleet of business jets, it's servicing a potential boom in sales to South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Singapore, etc.
As always, a pleasure, Richard. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.